things look rosy for Tony Blair. After all, it's not every day when you're linked with the top job in the European Union. The possibility of Mr. Blair taking on such a position has come from nowhere, but it's not surprising. Not to some, at least. Just listen to this speech William Hague made last year, which had the Commons clutching their chests with laughter.
And we can all picture the scene at a European Council sometime next year. Picture the face of our poor Prime Minister as the name of Blair is placed in nomination by one President and Prime Minister after another. The look of utter gloom on his face. The famous drop jaw almost hitting the table as he realises there is no option but to join in. And then the awful moment when the motorcade of the President of Europe sweeps into Downing Street. The gritted teeth and bitten nails. The Prime Minister emerging from his door with a smile of intolerable anguish. The choking sensation as the words Mr. President are forced out of his mouth. Then, once in the cabinet room, the melodrama of when will you hand over to me all over again.
An eerie prediction, and that was last year. So how does Gordon Brown now feel about the possibility of his predecessor gaining new power? Blair himself has not stated his intentions to run, but Number 10 has jumped on the Blair bandwagon and is now part of the campaign to make Blair president, after a glowing endorsement from Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Let me say very, very clearly that we, the British government, believe that Tony Blair would be an excellent candidate and an excellent person to hold the job of President of the Council. I believe that his credentials are well proven, his international experience is well known, his expertise on environmental, economic and security issues is known to everybody throughout Europe as well as known throughout the world. But Tony Blair has not declared himself as a candidate at this stage. There is no agreement yet that we set up the position of presidency of the Council. That would have to happen before any decision could be made about who would be a future president.
The issue has been widely discussed, both formally and unofficially. The position of president of the EU at the moment does not exist, and will not exist unless the EU Lisbon Treaty is formally ratified by all member states. This is, however, expected within the next few weeks. This morning, however, things have taken a change for the worse for the Blair campaign, after it failed to secure the endorsements of the other EU leaders. They have now set up a three-man panel to make the decision. One of those on the panel, the Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann, has expressed doubts about Blair. The only other Blairite is Italian leader Silvio Berlusconi, but the opposition of a much larger group of smaller nations, such as Finland, Belgium and Norway, could prove the final nail in Mr. Blair's coffin.